thank you for every condition concerning every condition, every country, cover us, help us, guard us, accept us.
Lord have mercy.
Therefore, we ask that you, good Lord of mankind, grant us the complete holy in all the days of our life and all peace with your fear. All in the view of the temptation of the work of Satan, the counsel of wicked men, and the rising of enemies hidden, and manifesting them away from us and from all your people. Ephraim, this holy chair that is yours. أما الصالحات ونفعت فارزقنا إياها لأنك أنت الذي أعطيتنا السلطان أن ندوس على الحياة والعقارب وعلى قوة العدو تنشتم وقفيا.
Christos name be exalted now and
forever.
Paul, the servant of our Lord Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, supporter of the gospel of God, a reading for the verse of Jesus, St. Paul to Titus. May his holy blessing be with us all. Amen. For the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in the present age, looking for the blessed hope and glorious appearance of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from every lawless deed and purify for himself his own special people, zealous for good works. Speak these things, exhort and rebuke with all authority. Let no one despise you. Remind them to be subject to rulers and authorities, to obey, to be ready for every good work, to speak evil of no one, to be peaceable, gentle, showing all humility to all men. For we ourselves were also once foolish, disobedient, deceived, serving various lusts and pleasures, living in malice and envy, hateful and hating one another. But when the kindness and the love of God our Savior toward man appeared, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us through the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out on us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior, that having been justified by his grace we should become heirs according to the hope of eternal life. The grace of God the Father be with you all. Amen. The Catholic epistle from the first epistle of Jesus, St. John, may his holy blessing be with us all. Amen. Who is he who overcomes the world but he who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? This is he who came by water and blood, Jesus Christ, not only by water, but by water and blood. And it is the Spirit who bears witness, because the Spirit is truth. For there are three that bear witness in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Spirit, and these three are one. And there are three that bear witness on earth, the Spirit, the water, and the blood, and these three agree as one. If we receive the witness of men, the witness of God is greater. For this is the witness of God which he has testified of his Son. He who believes in the Son of God has the witness in himself. He who does not believe God has made him a liar, because he has not believed the testimony that God has given of his Son. And this is the testimony that God has given us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He who has the Son has life. He who does not have the Son of God does not have life. These things I've written to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life, and that you may continue to believe in the name of the Son of God. Now this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything concerning to his will, he hears us. Do not love the world, the things in the world, the words passed away, the lust thereof. He does the will of God, abides forever. Amen. Our reading from the Acts of our Father, the pure apostles, were invested with the grace of the Holy Spirit, with their blessed be with us all. Amen. Now an angel of the Lord appeared to Philip, saying, arise and go toward the south along the road which goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza. This is desert. So he rose and went, and behold, a man of Ethiopia, a eunuch of great authority, under Candace, the queen of the Ethiopians, who had charge of all her treasury and had come to Jerusalem to worship, was returning and was sitting in his chariot. He was reading Isaiah the prophet. Then the Spirit said to Philip, go near and overtake this chariot. So Philip ran to him and heard him reading the prophet Isaiah and said, do you understand what you are reading? And he said, how can I unless someone guides me? And he asked Philip to come up and sit with him. The place in the scripture which he read was this: he was led as a sheep to the slaughter, and as a lamb before its shearer is silent, so he opened not his mouth. And his humiliation, his justice was taken away, and who will declare his generation? For his life is taken from the earth. So the eunuch answered Philip and said, I ask you, of whom does the prophet say this, of himself or of some other man? Then Philip opened his mouth, and beginning at the scripture, preached Jesus to him. Now as they went down the road, they came to some water, and the eunuch said, see, here is water. What hinders me from being baptized? Then Philip said, If you believe with all your heart, you may. And he answered and said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. So he commanded the chariot to stand still, and both Philip and the eunuch went down into the water, and he baptized him. Now when they came up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord caught Philip away, so that the eunuch saw him no more, and he went on his way rejoicing. The word of the Lord shall grow and multiply, be mighty, be confirmed in the Holy Church of God. Amen.
Agios otios, agios chiros, agios satanatus, o anastas dunnidron keanin, nyusas anfelin, sonimen duk sevetri, ke iuke agi ubne emagi, kenin ke agi ke sose onas kone onon aminan yetriyes, elein sonimen.
Stand in the fear of God, listen to the Holy Gospel, reading the Holy Gospel according to our teacher. Saint John the Evangelist, Apostle Peter, disciples, blessed be with the Solomon. From the Psalms of our teacher David the prophet, and the King of his holy, blessed be with the Solomon. Blessed is he whose transgressions were forgiven, whose sin is covered. Blessed is the man to whom the Lord does not impute iniquity. Alleluia. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Our Lord God, Savior, King of us all, Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of the living God, to whose glory forever. Amen. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. This man came to Jesus by night and said to him, Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher come from God, for no one can do these things that you do unless God is with him. Jesus answered and said to him, Most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus said to him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, Most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Do not marvel that I said to you, you must be born again. The wind blows where it wishes, and you hear the sound of it, but cannot tell where it comes from and where it goes. So is everyone who is born of the Spirit. Nicodemus answered and said to him, How can these things be? Jesus answered and said to him, Are you the teacher of Israel and do not know these things? Most assuredly, I say to you, we speak what we know and testify what we have seen, and you do not receive our witness. If I have told you earthly things and you do not believe, how will you believe if I tell you heavenly things? No one has ascended to heaven but he who came down from heaven, that is the Son of Man who is in heaven. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He who believes in him is not condemned, but he who does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that the light has come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone practicing evil hates the light and does not come to the light, lest his deeds should be exposed. But he who does the truth comes to the light, that his deeds may be clearly seen that they have been done in God. Glory be to God forever. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. قوتك الطاهرة الذاتية. اسم الذي يفوق كل الأسماء الذي ابنك الوحيد يسوع المسيح ربنا الذي صلب عنا على عهد بيلاطس البنطر. أسألك يا ملكنا عن عبيدك انقلهم وابدلهم وقدسهم وقويهم كي من جاية هذا الماء وهذا الزيت تبطل كل القوات المضادة والأرواح الخبيثة. امنعها وارذلها وصدها كل سحر وكل رقاء وكل عبادة الأصنام وكل تعظيم ابطله. قدس هذا الماء وهذا الزيت ليكون لحميم الميلاد الجديد. أمين
آمين.
حياة أبدية أمين
آمين.
لباس غير فاسد أمين
آمين.
نعمة الجنوة أمين
آمين.
تجديد الروح القدس
آمين.
لأن ابنك الوحيد ربنا يسوع المسيح الذي نزل إلى الأردن وطهر الشهد قائلا إن لم يولد أحد من الماء والروح لا يستطيع أن يدخل ملكوت الله. وأيضا أمر تلاميذه القديسين ورسل الأطهار قائلا اذهبوا وتلمذوا جميع الأمم وعمدوهم باسم الآب والابن والروح القدس. ادخلنا أيها القادر ونجنا أيها القدوس. ارعد يا الله الآب ضاب هذه المياه لكي بروح قدسك تجدد ميلاد عبيدك الذين تقدموا بقوتك الإلهية. جعلهم مستحقين وفران قطعهم واللباس غير الفرق.
سلام عليك السلام الكامل المحبوب وطار الرسول يا رب وارحم ينتهي تدعو توكوز
وماري يبشو يسلم
مطنان بكوه بورنتين النوك نوستمك بخريستوك نبقيوت نعوثوس نبن مطنان جيعك اي اكسو تيرمون
رحمة السلام معبودية التسبيح.
ومع روحك أيضا هي عند الرب مستحق وعادل
ناظرا نحوك أيها الرب. لا نسألك أيها الرب تقبل كل إلى أبانا الذي خلق السماء والأرض وكل زينتهما الذي خلق المياه التي فوق السماء وثبت الأرض على المياه الذي جمع المياه إلى مكان واحد الذي ربط البحر وغلق الأعماق وختمها باسمه المملوء مجدا وخوفا الذي كل شيء يخاف ويرتعب من قدام وجه قوته. أنت يا سيدنا ثبت البحر بقوتك. أنت رددت رؤوس التنين على المياه. أنت فنقت الينابيع والأودية وعطيت مخرجا للمياه. اللهم أن المياه رأتك فخافت وقلقت الأعماق من سهوت المياه الكثيرة. أنت نظرت إلى مياه البحر الأحمر برهبتك فأقمتها وعبرت إسرائيل وأبو موسى عمدتهم جميعا
إلى شرق انظروا.
أنت أمرت الصخرة الصماء فأفاضت الماء لشعبك وأيضا المياه المرة نقلتها إلى مياه حلوة. أنت أيضا بيشوع ابن نون رددت إلى خلف مياه الأنهار الجارية. أنت المخوف فمن هو الذي يستطيع أن يقف أمام وجهك. وصعيدت إلي التي بالماء قبلتها بالنار من السماء. أنت أيضا يا سيدنا بواسطة نبيك إليشع أظهرت ماء ميلاد الحياة ونعمان السورياني طهرته بمياه الأردن. فأنت القادر على كل شيء ولا يعصر على أيك أمر.
قدوس 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 رب السباوت السماء والأرض مملوءتاني من مجدك الأقدس.
آجيوس 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 قدوس قدوس أيها الرب قدوس كل شيء الآن أيضا يا ملكنا رب القوات ملك الجنود السمائية. طلع أيها الجالس على الشرق وانظر إلى قبلتك الماء.
آمين.
يقول ياسين من محيين آمين.
آمين.
أنطار آمين.
آمين. آمين.
ما يطهر الخطايا أمين.
آمين.
ما حميم الولاد الجديد أمين.
آمين.
ماء البنور.
آمين.
نعمل هذا الماء لكي لا يدع فيه الإنزيم الذي يعتمد في روح رديء ولا روح نجس ولا روح النار ولا روح الليل ولا روح الهواء ولا روح الغلق روح العظيم والأسير ومجدوخين أمام علم صليبك واسمك الكدوس الذي ندعو المملوء مجد المخوف عند المقاومين لنا كي يخلع الذين يعتمدون فيه الإنسان العتيق الذي يفسد كشهوات الضلالة ويلبس الإنسان الجديد الذي يتجدد مرة أخرى كصورة خالقه ويضيء فيهم نور الحق من قبل الروح القدس يفوز بالحياة الأبدية والرجاء السعيد ويقف أمامك على منبر المسيح وينال إكليل السماء وفرنقتاهم ليكن هذا الماء وهذا زيت مباركين مملوئين مجدا مطهرين باسم الآب والابن والروح القدس وشكر شعبك أجمعين وعبيدك الذين قدموا لك بنيهم مجدا وإكراما لاسمك القدس ملكتك رأس ملكتك الأطهار يا رب خلص شعبك بارك مراتك العام وارفع من الأبد فضهم في الإيمان المستقيم كل أيام حياتهم علم في المحبة الذي تفوق كل شيء والسلام الذي على كل عقل بالشفاعات وطلبات الله قديسة المملوءة مجدا وآلدة إلى الله مريم قديس سابق يوحنا المعمدان سادة الأباء الرسل شهر القديسين الذين أرضوك بالنعمة الرافعة محبة البشر لوات الإبنك الوحيد يسوع المسيح رب الآن أيضا يا سيدنا مقبلس كل أطعام الذين يعملون في الكهنوت في كل زمان في كنيسة المقدسة يا في القطع الأربعة تحب كل الباطات ودول نسات ومن صلاحك يا محب بشن عبيدك أبي أخواتي وضعف المرحلين بروس ومجدك المقدس وزقنا رحمتك تحب كل الباطات خطيانا كنا أخطانا ليك فعل بالقول رب صار وش تفضل أن أعملنا في المقدسة باركنا طهرنا حالنا حال شعبك لأن من خوف قومنا إلى إرادتك
Sotisamin, Kitab Nemati, Tom de Water, Prosomin.
سني فبيض أكثر من
الثاني
اسرف وجهك عن خطايا يوم كل آثامي قلبا وقيا نخلقه في يا الله روحا مستقيما جدده في أعشائي
الرب اختار صهيون ورضي مسكنا له.
هللويا.
باركوا.